in God's living room. Yeah. All right, if we could, let's stand to our feet together this morning and let's begin by worshiping God with prayer. Amen. Aren't you guys grateful we have a God that wants to have a relationship with us, to communicate with us on a daily basis, to give us direction, to lead us? Hallelujah. What an amazing God we serve. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you now, God, just giving thanks to you, Lord Jesus. Every day of our lives, God, we want to thank you, God, for how amazing you are, God. The love you give us, God, it's indescribable, Lord Jesus. And God, we will worship you all the days of our lives, Lord. Let that be a declaration here at this body, God, this church of yours, Lord Jesus. Lead us, direct us, God, as we just engage in worship this morning and just glorify your name. And everybody in agreement with me said, amen, so be it. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
just give a clap offering of praise to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Glory. We love you all of our lives, Lord Jesus, because you loved us first and you chose us first before the foundations of the earth, God, to be holy and blameless in your sight this morning. We give that to you. Amen. Amen. If we can, let's greet one another this morning.
Wonderful bulletins that we have for Pathway of Hope. There's Pathway Happenings. And one thing that's coming up this coming up Saturday, is the men's breakfast. It is awesome. It's a great time of fellowship and encouragement. So men, be there. And it's where's it going to be? Abasha still. Okay, because I know you were thinking of, okay. Oh, it'll be inside of Ashes, not probably. But, you know, see on the weather. You know, we're having some gorgeous weather here, so, yeah. So, you guys, that's at 7:30 a.m. So, guys, go and enjoy, and that's great. So, the youth is on Wednesday nights, and where are you meeting?
This Wednesday, where is my right-hand woman? Lori. You're meeting.
Okay, the Golden Ranch Fire Department. So, if you need directions, can they ask either one of you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So awesome, Lori will give you those awesome directions to that. And then, awesome, Lori also has the Christmas tree over there, remember? And it has the gifts now for the families that we're sponsoring and helping out. So go ahead, Chad, choose a gift, and it'll be cool, or two, or three, or whatever. But that'll be neat. So we've got the gifts on there, and then bring them back. And Lori will let us know next week on the deadline when we need this in. She's going to be finding out. So also just kind of mark your calendars. We've got a couple things coming up in December. The Oro Valley Parade that we'll be involved in and on December 5th. And then the Christmas, the women's Christmas, you know, that'll be neat, the party. So that's on the 12th. And then also we've got that poinsettia on the women's table. There's a sign-up sheet because the Hula Ministry is doing that poinsettia sale for the new beginnings and support for them. So we would love if you could do that. The last day, I think, for sign-up is the 15th. Is that correct, Evelyn? She's okay. Anyways, hopefully it is. And then we've got we've got the communication cards for any first-time visitors. We would love it if you would, first-time guests, if you would love it, if you would fill that out, or like if you have a change of address, telephone number, email address, so we can keep in touch. Thank you, thank you. And just look at the bulletin for anything else. There's lots of, like, happenings here at Pathway. Cool.
All right, okay. Thank you, Karen. Can we give her a round of applause for her? No, we love it for that energy that we have. No, because there is a lot happening here at Pathway because God has made it happen. We're thankful for that. Amen. All right, let's continue in worship.
Thank you.
I will give you all my worship. And I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. Hallelujah. Yes, you are, Lord. You're worthy, God, of all of our worship, of all of our praise, Lord. And in this moment, God, just be glorified, be lifted up, God. Because you are worth it in our lives, God. We just love you, God. God, hallelujah. Let this body reflect, God, the beauty, God, of what you have, of what you want to give and pour out upon your people, God, upon your children this morning, God. God, we are so blessed, and God, we say in return, bless you. Say that together, church. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, you're so worthy of all of our praise. Amen.
We're going to enter now into our ministry of prayer time in the service. If our prayer teams would come forward and be available. For anyone who needs to be prayed with for anything at all, use this time in the service to prepare your hearts for what God wants to say to you today. Don't let anything get in the way of hearing from God today. Whatever it takes. If you have unconfessed sin in your life, if you have burdens and anxiety and worry that is dragging you down and flooding your mind, if you have fear, whatever it is, just take this opportunity to free your mind, clear your mind to hear from God today. Pray with people. Go before the cross and kneel. Pray in your seats. Sing along with the worship team. Whatever you need to do to get ready to hear from God today. Because God loves you. He has a special message for you today if you're prepared to receive it. Let's worship together. Thank you.
that in those times when, God, we get so distracted and so busy, God, and Lord, things begin to fill our minds, God, we thank you that you're a God who renews our minds. Hallelujah. God, you have given us every way to be set free. And God, I just pray in return that, God, that as a church and as a family, that despite the ups and downs, God, you will remain the center of our life. God, that we would realize that there would be no breath without you. God, that we would not have life without your amazing grace, your amazing love. Hallelujah. So God, whatever it takes, God, continue to do the work, Lord, like you said you would. Break through, God, into, God, the deepest parts of our lives, the deepest parts of our hearts. And children of God, allow him to do so. Allow him to break through those deep parts of your heart. And maybe you're afraid, maybe you're scared, but just remember, the Lord does not give you that spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Would you let him break through this morning? Hallelujah.
In Mark chapter 9, there's a story of a man who brings his son to Jesus for healing. He's possessed by an evil spirit. And the man, Jesus asks the man if he believes that his son can be healed. And the man says, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. There was doubt in his mind, even though he knew who God was. He knew the limitless power of God. But there was still that nagging doubt in his mind. Could God really do this? Is Jesus really who he said he is? We have situations in our own lives today. They're mountains when we look at them. They're huge. But as we sing this next song, ask God, tell God, I believe, but help me overcome my unbelief, the doubt that's nagging in the back of my brain. Help me overcome that so that my faith can be complete and whole as I am healed by you, as you overcome this situation in my life, as you save that family member that seems so far from you. Help me overcome my unbelief. Break through my doubts.
through all my pain, break through all my guilt and my shame, break through. From you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. Break through all my doubts, break through all my fears, break through. From you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. You are brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again.
Would you just break through this morning, God? Together, church.
Break through all my doubts, break through all my fears, break through that I may worship you. Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. And you are brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from you. Break through all my doubts, break through all my fears.
Thank you. Prayer teams, you can be seated. Worship team, be seated as well. Yeah. God is good, isn't he? He is so faithful. Every situation in our lives, God is in control. I want to let you know that I talked about this last week. We received in the mail 2 weeks ago our church charter. It came, and the certificate there, the plaque is over on this table over here. So if you signed the church charter, a month ago or so when we had it out on Sunday mornings for you to sign, there are membership certificates over on this table for you. You are officially members of Pathway of Hope, the first class of members of Pathway of Hope. For those of you who are interested, who didn't get a chance to sign the charter, who want to become members at Pathway, we're going to be having a membership class sometime after the new year. So keep your eyes open for that. Let me know that you're interested so that I can try to fit it so that it fits your schedule and stuff. But we got a good group of folks here in this initial membership class of Pathway of Hope, and we are a chartered Foursquare church, which is spectacular. It's the next step. It's the next step that God has for us in our journey at Pathway. And I'm waiting. I got my eyes and ears open, waiting to see what God tells us is the next step for Pathway of Hope. So he is moving in our midst, and he is good. We started a sermon series a couple of weeks ago called Back to Basics. And we were talking about the basic fundamental principles, the fundamental aspects of a healthy Christian life. And so as we go through this series, we are talking about some of these principles. We're talking about how to apply them to our daily lives, get back to basics, because it's so easy to get distracted, right? It's so easy. Life gets overwhelming. Like we just talked about, there's mountains in our lives that we need God's hand to work in. And when we're facing those mountains, it's so easy to get our focus off of God and start to focus on our circumstances. So every once in a while, it's good to take a step back and just get back to basics. 2 weeks ago, we talked about tag time, time alone with God, how important it is to be spending time in God's Word every day, meditating on that Word and spending time talking to God, praying to Him, telling Him our concerns, listening for His voice in our lives. It's so important to do. And then last week, we talked about sharing your faith and how important it is to be vocal about your faith and be telling people that you're a Christian, because just being a good person isn't enough. You have to tell people why you're different. You have to tell people that you're a Christian and that God loves them and you want to be in heaven with them forever. So that's what we talked about last week, how important it was to share your faith. And the challenge I gave you last week was to share your faith with somebody this week. Did people do this challenge? Did you guys take my challenge and talk to people about your faith this week? Yeah? Yeah? All right. Very good. So God is good. Keep that up. These challenges build on each other, so you should still be doing tag time with God every day. You should still be spending time with God every day, and you should be talking to people about your faith, looking for opportunities to talk to people about your faith, because it's so easy to miss out on those opportunities, right? It's so easy to be in a situation, and then 10 minutes after the person leaves, you're like, oh, man, that thing he said, it would have been a perfect transition to talk to him about God, but you don't realize it till after the fact. That happens to me a lot. So, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit inside you and be ready for those opportunities and then jump on them. Don't miss out on sharing your faith with people. And what we're doing as we are in this series on Back to Basics, we are looking at each of these aspects of the Christian life through the life of Jesus himself. So we've got this verse that we're memorizing. Don't put it up there yet, Debbie. Let's see if people have been looking at this verse and memorizing it. It's 1 John 2:6. Do you guys know this? Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. Yes. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. 1 John 2:6. So hopefully you guys are taking this verse to heart and you're realizing that if we want to call ourselves Christians, we have to be doing the things on earth that Jesus was doing when he was here on earth. He was spending time alone with God. He was sharing his faith with people. He was telling people about himself. He was preaching to them. And he was a servant. That's what I want to talk to you about today, is serving. And if you want to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 13, that's where we're going to be reading. But I want to encourage you all. This is a very pretty easy sermon for me to preach because we have a lot of people in this church that are already involved and already serving in ministries of the church. Have you heard of the 80-20 rule? The 80-20 rule is a rule in most churches or nonprofit organizations or anything like that. The 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people. That's the 80-20 rule. And it's sad that there's that many people that are a part of a church, the normal church, that aren't involved in some way. They just come to church on Sundays, they sit there, they listen, they sing a little bit, and they go home and they live the rest of their lives. You know, but God calls us to serve. And this church is really special, I think. I love Pathway because there's so many people that are involved. You know, I think we're probably closer to 60-40 or 50-50 even. Probably half the people in this room are involved in some ministry of the church on a regular basis. And that's awesome. So if you're already involved in a ministry of the church, wow, then, you know, you're going to pass this challenge with flying colors today. But, you know, those of you that aren't involved yet, and I say yet, use this as an opportunity to kind of give yourself a little kick and get involved. Get in there. Get your hands dirty. Get involved in the ministry. Because the ministry is not just for pastors, you know. We are to equip the body for ministry. That's my job as a pastor, you know, is to equip the body of believers for ministry. The ministry is for you. That's your job. And so I hope that you will take this opportunity to get plugged in somewhere in the church if you're not already. But turn in your Bibles to John chapter 13. I'm going to start reading in verse 1, and it is on the screen behind me this week. Verse 1 says, "It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, 'Lord, are you going to wash my feet?'" Like, astounded. "You're the Messiah. You're going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." At this point, he's saying, wow, if you washing my feet is what it takes to be a part of what you're doing here on earth, wash my whole body. Give me a shower. Wash everything. Verse 10, Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. Did you catch that? Judas was in this room. That blows me away. Judas, the man that Jesus knew was going to betray him and was going to be the cause of his death, Jesus still went out of his way to serve Judas and wash his feet. Disgusting thing. I mean, back then, people walked everywhere. They wore sandals. People's feet back then were just filthy. And Jesus went out of his way, knowing what Judas was going to do to him later, washed Judas's feet. That's humility. That's a servant's heart. Wow. Verse 12. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Jesus was a servant. And if we're going to walk as Jesus did, we have to be servants too. We have to give of our time to help our brothers and sisters. You want to know the true secret to being a servant? The true secret to being a servant is your heart. You can do all the actions. You can be involved. But what was our key verse from the David series that we just finished? Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Lord looks at the heart. He knows your true motives. He knows why you're doing what you're doing. And if you are involved in serving with the wrong attitude, for the wrong reasons, he knows. He knows. The true key to being a servant is your heart. Having the heart of a servant. Jesus illustrated that. Paul talked about it in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. If you want to turn there, it's not on the screen behind me. Starting in verse 3, Paul says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." That's called being a servant, not just looking out for yourself, not letting your ego get in the way, looking out for other people's interests too. Verse 5 says, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, because whoever lives in him should walk as Jesus did. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." Amen? That's being a servant. That's humility. Jesus gave up his godhood to come to earth and be a man and die for you. That's the heart of a servant. You may be asking, where should I serve? Where do I get involved? How do I know? I want to talk to you for a few minutes about spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are given to you by the Holy Spirit when you are saved. Holy Spirit comes inside you when you're saved and plants little seeds of different spiritual gifts. Some examples of spiritual gifts are going to be on the screen behind me. This is not a complete list, but some of those are preaching, evangelism, teaching, encouragement, wisdom, discernment, knowledge, service, mercy, the gift of pastoring, the gift of giving, prophecy, music, the gift of arts and crafts. Did you know that was a spiritual gift? Intercession, healing, leadership, administration, faith. All these are spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit puts inside you when you're saved. They're put inside you in seed form. And as you use them in service to God and the church, those gifts start to develop. And they start to flourish. And you start to recognize, wow, that's one of my gifts. 1 Peter 4:10 says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. We need to be involved. We are commanded by God to use our gifts in service to Him. We need to be involved, plugged in. Like I said, when you're saved, these gifts are implanted in you in seed form, like a flower seed, right? And as you water it and give it sunlight and stuff, a flower seed grows, right? It grows into this beautiful flower. It's the same thing with your spiritual gifts. As you use them, as you develop them, it's like a muscle. The more you work out, the stronger your muscles get. Same way with your spiritual gifts. So, you know, you may not even know that you have some gifts that are inside you because you've never used them. When I was saved as a young kid, and as I grew up, all through junior high, high school, college, I thought that my main spiritual gift was the gift of service. You know, being behind the scenes, setting up chairs, doing computer stuff. You know, I taught kids for a while, but I did it with a puppet, you know, so I was behind the scenes, behind the puppet, you know, teaching kids. And so it was really weird when I got involved in this singles group after I got out of college, and I started teaching a little bit, and they put me in the leadership team, and that started came natural. I started preaching a little bit, and man, these gifts that I never knew I had just started to develop, and it just kind of came natural. I said, wow, I should be doing stuff like this. You know, and now if you take there's these spiritual gifts tests that you can take. Some are on the internet. Karen did a class with the women of the church about 4 or 5 months ago and went through a test there. And you know, there's these things you can take where it'll tell you what your spiritual gifts probably are. And as you go through time and take these tests every 6 months or a year or so, you'll start to see the pattern of these gifts that start to develop in you as you use them. So you've got these gifts inside you. And that should help you figure out where you should be serving. If you've got the gift of teaching, if you're good at teaching, you know, maybe you should be leading a small group. Or maybe you should be teaching our kids back in the back there if you like kids. You know, if your gift is encouragement, then you should be, you know, maybe a greeter, smiling with people walking the door and shaking their hands and giving them hugs and stuff. You know, if your gift is intercession, maybe you should be on our prayer teams up here, interceding for people that need prayer every Sunday. You know, God has a place for you. 1 Corinthians talks about how the church is like a body. And if one part isn't doing its job, the body suffers, you know? If your thumb isn't working right, it's hard to pick things up, right? Yeah. So if the person that's the thumb in the church isn't doing their job, the body's not healthy. So get involved. Get in there for the sake of the church body, for the sake of our community. A healthy church means that we're impacting the world for God. So we need you guys involved. Need you plugged in. Need you guys working. Spiritual gifts are not the only thing, though, that shapes you as a person and helps determine where you should be serving. And the word shape is actually an acronym. Each of the letters in the word shape stands for a different aspect of how God has formed you. And S, of course, stands for spiritual gifts, which we just talked about. Your spiritual gifts will help determine where you should serve. The H in shape stands for heart. What do you love to do? You know, that should help. A lot of people think that if they submit to God and say, I'll do whatever you ask me to do, that they're going to ask him to, God's going to ask him to go to Africa or something on a missions trip, and they hate Africa, they hate traveling, they hate being dirty. You know, if that's the case, God's probably not going to ask you to do that unless it's as some kind of a stretching exercise to grow you. But that's not going to be your primary ministry if you don't love it. Some people love to travel, and they love to be overseas and stuff, and so that's the people that are called to be full-time missionaries. Your heart helps determine where you should serve, what you love to do. The A stands for abilities. God's given you innate talents that are different from your spiritual gifts that help determine where you should serve. You know, Austin is an awesome drummer. That's a talent of his, and he uses that talent on the worship team in service to the church. You know, it's an ability that God has given him. You know? So God will use your natural talents. My aptitude with computers, you know, I've used that with the church all my life. I don't think that's a spiritual gift. I think that is a talent that God's given me. And the R, or the P in shape, rather, stands for personality. The P stands for personality. What kind of a person are you? That will help shape what you should be involved in. If you're introverted and shy, God's probably not going to call you to go cold calling, knocking on doors, evangelism. You know? You know, because you're not comfortable with that. That's not going to be your primary ministry. He may have you do it as a growing exercise, but it's not going to be your primary ministry. So how you are shaped as your personality will help determine where you should be. And the E stands for experiences. What have you done in the past? What have you been through in the past? Because God can use everything you've been through, the good, the bad, and the ugly. God will use that in your ministry. If God has miraculously healed your marriage, you may be able to use that in some kind of a marriage counseling ministry, helping people that are going through the stuff that you've been through in the past. Right? Yeah. God will use your past experiences to help shape where you need to be. God has a place for every one of you in the church. And you need to be plugged in. You need to be involved. Try something. Something is better than nothing, right? Get in there and just try something. And then if it's not a good fit, hey, back out and try something else until you find your fit. That's the only way you're going to figure out where your gifts are if you don't already know. You know, because once you start working in an area, the gifts may start to develop. You may find that you have a heart for it. You may find that you love it. You may find that your past experiences help you working with kids, maybe. You know, something like that. But try something. So here's my challenge to you today. Challenge for week number 3, if you choose to accept it. Is serve in some area of the church, preferably this week if you can. Now, if you're already involved in a ministry of the church, then you can sign that piece of paper and put it in the offering plate, and boom, you're going to pass, you know, because you're already doing it. And that's great, you know. And if you're not, get involved. Get involved somewhere. Do something. Here's an easy thing. Easy thing to do. Next Sunday, 8 a.m., be here. We got trailers coming. We got to unload trailers. We got to set out chairs. We got to put the sound system together. And we got to set up children's ministries back there. It's a great, easy way to get involved in the ministry of the church, because it has to be done. And you know, there's not a lot of heavy lifting involved. We have some of the big husky guys like Jeffrey back there and Randy and myself that are doing the heavy lifting. So, you know, we just need people to, you know, set out the toys in the children's ministries or set out chairs here in the sanctuary. You know, we need bodies more than anything else. So that's an easy way to get involved, is be here next Sunday at 8 a.m., you know, and help us set up the church. Other ministries that need help. Children's ministries is in dire need of people to teach our kids, helpers in the classrooms that aren't teaching but are helping keep the kids in line and stuff, you know, that kind of thing. We desperately need that. Greeters, people to stand at the door right there and shake people's hands and smile, you know, and hand out worship guides. That's an easy one. That's an easy job. And ushers. People to help Paul back there collecting the offering every Sunday and doing communion when we're serving communion, when we have when we worship the Lord that way. You know, we need ushers. We need soundboard. Jeffrey's been working the sound every week for like 3 years. He's tired. I know. Yeah, I know. So, you know, people offering to tweak the sound, you know, every Sunday and stuff like that. Website design. I used to be the website administrator for the church. I don't have time anymore. So I just put up a static web page, and people can go to it, and the only thing I update is the online sermons, and everything else just kind of sits there and is generic. So if you are a website administrator, if that's an ability that God has given you, I would love to turn the church website over to you. So let me know. Worship team. You know, we've got musicians up here that are using the abilities God has given them to serve Him. You know, singers on the worship team. They're using the gifts and the abilities that God has given them in service to the church, leading the church in worship. You know. But get involved. If you don't know where to serve, then, you know, on the bottom of your note sheet, say, yes, I'm taking the challenge, and say, please call me. I have no idea what I'm doing. And put your phone number. I will call you personally. We'll talk about it. We'll figure out where you should be plugged in, where you should be involved, you know, because it's that important. I want you guys plugged in. I want you guys involved. And I want you guys serving the Lord, because it's one of the things we're commanded to do in Scripture. It's one of the fundamental basic principles of a healthy Christian life. Not just taking in every Sunday, but also putting out what God has put into you. Not supposed to be just receivers, supposed to be givers. So, moment of truth. See a show of hands. Who's going to commit to this challenge this week? Who's already involved or wants to get involved and is going to commit to doing something this week to get involved? All right, that's good. Sign to the bottom of your note sheet. Put it in the offering plate when it comes by in just a few minutes. We would love to get you involved if you're not already. If you're already involved, that's an easy one, right? Easy challenge to pass. So let's have the worship team come back up here now. We're going to worship the Lord with His tithes and our offerings. You know what? Giving is a spiritual gift, but we're all called to give at one time or another, even if it's not our primary gift. So give generously and give to the Lord. And giving is also one of the fundamental principles of a healthy Christian life, which I'm not covering in this series, but I just want to encourage you that way. So let's worship the Lord with His tithes and our offerings. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the way You've shaped us, created us, the way You've formed us so that we can serve You. Lord, right now I just ask that You take these tithes and offerings and bless them. Lord, be with each member of the church this week as we serve You, not only in the church, but in our daily lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
I will worship with all of my heart. will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone, how worthy of my praise. Oh, I will bow down and hail you as King. Oh, I will serve you, give you everything, and I will lift up my eyes to your throne, and I will trust you, yeah, I'll trust you alone. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone, how worthy of my praise.
Number 6, 24 through 26. Says the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Church family, you're dismissed. Thank you.
I will worship with all of my heart. Oh, I will praise you with all of my strength. And I will seek you for all of my days. Oh, I will follow, oh, all of your ways. I will give